This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1956. Fresh name, fresh identity. How to choose your English name.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great listener question from someone who will be working in the U.S. and wants an English name. What can you think about if you choose your own English name? Find out today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going today?
Hey, good, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm great. I'm feeling fresh coming off the weekend and feeling ready to be on the mic. So all good.
Awesome. Same here. Same here. Lindsay, do you ever have people ask you, like, clarify your name, or they're not sure what your name is? Or
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes people will say, oh, is it Lizzie? I'm like, no, it's not Lizzie.
Oh, really?
It's not. I don't... And I'll correct them. You know, it's important to correct people when they get the name wrong. But yeah, so there's issues with names. What about you, Michelle? Have you had that happen to you?
I remember that in middle school, there was a substitute teacher who kept on calling me Michael.
Michael?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess she didn't. I don't know. But she was mispronouncing my name, and you know, I should have said no, it's Michelle. But that's the thing, is I think sometimes when people mispronounce someone's name, the other person is just kind of like, whatever. Especially if it's not going to be like a long term deep relationship. So, but yeah. What do you think about that? Have you ever heard of people kind of just saying, whatever,
yeah,
whatever way you say my name?
Yeah,
is fine.
I don't like that. That kind of bothers me too, Michelle, because it is a sign of confidence when you correct someone and you say, no, it's, you know, it's Lindsay. It's not Lizzie. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the name Lizzie, right? Like, it's just my personal opinion.
Right.
Names are very opinion based, right? I don't want people calling me Lizzie. It's Lindsay. And so I think it does show real confidence and assertiveness when you do take the time to correct someone, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about this a lot today. Today, guys, this episode is all about names.
Yes, but we have something important to do first, Michelle.
Yes,
we
have something really exciting to share with you guys. We have a trophy.
Yes,
because,
we do.
Dun, dun, dun,
amazing.
We have passed 100,000 subscribers on the All Ears English YouTube channel, and we received this wonderful trophy, and we just wanted to share this with you guys because you guys are the reason this happened.
I know. We want to say thank you to you guys for believing in connection, not perfection, for being right here with us. Now, YouTube is a really great way to consume this podcast because you get to see us on videos, you know, our smiles, our expressions. Of course, if you love just listening on the podcast, which personally, Michelle, I'm more of a podcast listener than a video watcher myself. So nothing is ever going to change over there, guys. You can always listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, but YouTube is a really good option, right, Michelle? And you'll have more than 100,000 other fans of All Ears English over there listening.
Love it. Yeah, guys, really, thank you so much. When Lindsay told me that we hit 100,000 subscribers, I was like, wow, I felt really proud. I felt really good about All Ears English, about our team and the hard work that we put in. But we put in this hard work because we love doing it. We love doing it for you guys. And just thank you for sticking with us. Some of you have been listening almost 10 years. So
it's true. And it's amazing. Our longtime listeners, we love you guys. And we're going to keep going for as long as we possibly can here at All Ears English. So hit follow, whether it's on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and keep listening to All Ears English. Good stuff.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
All right, Michelle. So I loved when I got this question from our listener because I thought it was a unique question. It was different. It was fun. You know, it's something special. So should I go ahead and read the question from our listener?
Please. Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. So, you know, this is a shout out to our listener. Okay, this is May from China. All right, this is the first time I've ever reviewed a podcast. Normally, I'm just a quiet listener, but I really want to say thank you to your team. I've been following it for 5 years, learning many useful English expressions that I have no chance to get from the textbook. So it's such a fruitful experience. 5 stars. Love the word fruitful, Michelle. Fantastic. Yes. This is great. Oh, actually, this is not the student who asked the question, is it? It's a different student. Yeah? Because we don't have the question here.
Oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
The question is below.
The question is below. Here we go. I'm not sure if it was the same student or if we're just calling out a reviewer. But anyways, here's the actual question. Yeah. Here we go, Michelle. So I'm working at a company in Korea and I'm 41 years old and I have 2 children and I have a plan to work and live in the U.S. in the near future with my husband and my children. Currently, I have no English name in my company. And my counterpart has difficulty pronouncing my first name, but I'm not sure what English name is suitable for my age. I would like to have my own name, but when I search the internet, then only the common names are listing, like Olivia, Mia, Emma, and so on. So could you please recommend some English name for me when you have a chance? Because I have native friends, so I can't imagine what kind of name will be suitable. I'm a career woman, and I'm very passionate in any task I undertake and very easygoing and extroverted. If you suggest a female name for me, then it will be very motivating to learn my English studying, because this time I'll be able to invest every day with All Ears English. It's one of my biggest pleasures, and you are my role models. Wow. Aww. Amazing. I love that.
Thank you.
It's so good. And I actually think this is such an interesting question. And it's true, Michelle, if you went ahead and, you know, as a 41-year-old, this listener and I are the same age, by the way. And so I totally get where she's coming from. As a 41-year-old, if you go and Google common names, you're going to get names of kids now, right?
Right. Because you were looking up the popular names from now. So like she said, Olivia, Mia, Emma, those are like, you'll meet a lot of like little girls, babies with those names.
Yes, exactly. So we have a really good episode planned for today.
Well, so, I mean, before we jump into the, you know, our ideas, the question is, do people have to feel like they have to change their name? I mean, I like part of it is fun, right? So, I mean, this isn't the same thing, but I remember in high school in French class, like they would have us choose names.
What was your name? Did you take French or Spanish? You said
French? I took French.
Okay. What was your name?
So my name was Michelle because, you know, but then I remember the next year I was like, I don't want it to be Michelle. I want to have like a different identity, a different feel in class. So I was Brigitte.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Okay, then I loved the name Bridget. And so I was Brigitte. And what about you? Did you have like a name?
Well, we didn't have choices. We didn't get to choose our name. We were assigned. I think my French teacher was pretty strict and I was assigned the name.
Oh, you did French too?
Yes, I did French. We have so many parallels, Michelle, in our lives. It's so funny. This was fourth grade French. And I think my name was Francesca, or no, that's an Italian name, isn't it? Francoise is what it was. I didn't love my name, but I didn't have an option to change it. It was just Francoise all the time.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So we got to choose it, and that was always exciting. And so it, you know, in some ways it's fun, but I just want to, before we talk about tips for choosing the name, say that you don't have to change your name if you don't want to. Lindsay, what do you think about that?
I totally agree with you, Michelle. It's a really good take and a good way to start, because part of learning a new language is bringing our own identity, our sense of humor, right, our personality into this new language. And so we don't need to bend ourselves and become a completely new person when we speak English. So that's the that is an option to you, is just going with the name and coming up with tricks to help people learn to pronounce your name.
Right. And you know, don't hold back. Like, yeah, don't say, oh, this is my name, but I know it's hard to say, so don't worry about it. Like, no, make sure, you know, give people a chance to learn it. They will, right?
Yeah.
But so I just wanted to say that, like, your name is part of your identity.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and it shows confidence when you have your name. Maybe it's hard to pronounce, but it's okay because you're going to help people with it. Right?
Exactly. Yes. And then they'll get it. And then when they get it, they'll get it. However, mm-hmm, our listener is asking, and I'm sure a lot of people have thought about this.
Yep.
Like, how to choose another name. Maybe it's exciting or fun for you to kind of change things up a little bit. I know. I mean, you know, if I were moving to another place, maybe I would, for, you know, I would change it if it was for, you know, fun. Like, I felt like it was for, yeah, a fun new identity, but I wouldn't want to change it to, you know, feel like I was accommodating everybody else. Does that make
right
sense?
I completely agree. So in today's episode, you know, that's the first thing we want you to think about for our listener here. You have the option to not do this, to opt out of it, right? But we're going to give you a good framework of, if you do decide you want to, things that you could think about in today's episode, right, Michelle?
Absolutely. We will give you some tips on choosing your name. So things that you can think about when deciding on this name. So guys, before we do that, we want to let you know about All Ears English episode 1472, which is, this episode is calling your name, personification in English. So that's something fun to listen to.
Very fun. That was a really interesting episode. We talked about how we can, in English, we could talk about how our computer has an attitude or becomes a person in the language. Right. Very unique and different. So check that one out.
Yes. Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Michelle, where should we start today? For our listeners who do want to change their name, where can we start?
Okay, so we've come up with about 6 things to consider. And so we're going to try and get through most of them, if not all. And here we go. So the first one we will say is the year. And I think, Lindsay, you really picked up on that with this question.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, the listener mentioned names like Mia and Emma. And you told me that you actually emailed the listener back, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I loved this question so much that I personally responded to this listener. And sometimes I do that, guys. Sometimes when you do send in your question, you'll get a personal response from me. Not every question, but the really good ones do get a personal response. And so I immediately went to a website and found, you know, baby names from 1981, because it's the same age as that I am. And I was curious too, what are those names? So that would be the first thing. And we will put a link in the blog post. This is a blog post to that, but just go to Google, right, Michelle? And just type in baby names 1981 USA, right? If you're going to be working in the US.
Right. So there are sites like babycenter.com. That's the one that you had. So take a look. Like, for example, on this list were Jessica, right? We know the name Jessica. Lisa, Heather, you know, so names like that. Whereas if you're 41, well, I mean, listen, names can be popular at any age. I mean,
they can.
I think Emma is pretty classic. I mean, but
sure, it is. One of my closest friends in high school was named Emma, and she was my age. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Like, you don't, but something to consider. Maybe that is also on the 1981 list. But you don't have to if you feel like, oh, I want to kind of have a cool new trendy name. But something to consider is, like, when When were you born and what names were popular in this year?
Yeah, I've become kind of disappointed that I've found that a lot of millennials have my name. I'm kind of a Gen Xer cusper, right between Gen X and millennial. And so many millennials have the name Lindsay, but not very many Gen Xers. So my parents, they thought they were, you know, on the cutting edge of a trend, but it turns out now all these people I know who are millennials have the name Lindsay. So
okay.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it doesn't make sense to play the trends. Just go with something, you know, if you're naming a baby, for example, that you like. Right. But that's a different story, different question. Yeah.
Right. Because some people might want their child to have like a trendier name, something that a lot of people have, yeah. And some like the more unique name. So it's just personal preference.
Exactly.
And that kind of leads us into the second one, which is just how does it sound to you? Do you like it? Right. I mean, that is something to talk about. Do you like this name?
Yes.
So
yeah. Do you like the name? You have to like it.
When you say this name. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I think people have names are so opinion based, and often it's based on someone else we knew at one point that we liked or didn't like that had that name, and that just colors the name for us in our minds, right?
Right. Right, right, right. That's true. So if you like the name, the way it sounds, or maybe like there's a celebrity you like with that name. Maybe there's a friend or a person that you've met who has a name that you like as well. So just think, do you like it? I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I would add one thing to this before we go into the others is think about how your last name and the first name go together. If you're going to use them that way, like I'm not sure if our listener would do that, if she would take her new adopted name and put her last name after that. But if in general, you would want to think about that, how does it sound as one full name?
Yeah. Right. Does it flow? Right. Does it have a nice flow together? Something to think about. And then what's the third thing?
So the third thing would be, do you identify with it, right? Oh, no. Was that the thing we just said? Okay.
No. No, you're right. You're right. The meaning, right?
Okay.
Like, so maybe I actually remember, oh, wow. Okay. I think it was in middle school and in my English class. I don't know why, but there was a thing where like it was kind of like not a secret Santa, but it was a secret who you got assigned to, and you had to rename this person. And based on like what you observe about them. And I was renamed. Do you mind if I look up the meaning of this name now?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay. I was renamed Ruth.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. And I wonder, what does it mean? Okay. It says, this is from verywellfamily.com. Friend, friendship, compassionate friend.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a nice meaning. So like maybe this isn't important to you what it means. Maybe you'd more care about the sound, but maybe when you look up the meaning, like maybe you could even Google like names meaning strength or names mean, you know.
You could.
You can go that way and see, oh, wow, I really like the meaning of this name. And that means something to me.
I like that. That is one angle you could take. If you're looking for a way to make the decision, you could do that. You know, keep in mind, a lot of people don't necessarily know what their name means. I don't even know what my name means. I've never taken the time to look it up. So it's not like it's going to disqualify you. If you don't like the meaning, it doesn't mean you can't use that name. That's an important point. Yeah.
That is an important point. But maybe if you're the type of person who is interested in that, that could be a cool way to do it. Or maybe you could think, what's the name of your original name in your first language.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe then you could find a similar meaning in an English name. So that could be a way to like tie it together for you.
Very cool idea. So thinking about the meaning, you know, that if you're wondering how to go about this, that could be one strategy. Think about spelling as a fourth thing, right, Michelle? I mean, are there a lot of ways to spell it? Some names, you know, for example, the name Sarah, sometimes it has an H, sometimes it doesn't. Is that going to be complicated, or are you always going to be explaining it's Sarah with an H? You
know? Right. Well, there's a lot of names like that. We could do a whole episode on that. I mean, Lindsay. I mean, sometimes A-Y and E-Y.
Yeah. But I will say this is actually an opportunity for a connection. Oh, sorry, Michelle. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, it's okay. Well, I was going to say Michelle. Some people spell it with two L's and some people one. So always when I say my name, oh, is it two L's or one? And whenever I meet another Michelle, they say, exactly. Oh, two L's or one. And exactly. I say two. And it's always like, oh, me too. Or, oh, I'm one.
So, that's what I was about to say. It's a connection moment. So every right. time I meet another Lindsay, they say A-R-E-Y. And sometimes like baristas will say this to me really quick, just in passing, but it's a moment of laughter and connection, or it's a little competitive. It's, oh, it's the right way, the wrong. It's just. Right. Fun, you know, it's a way you can connect with people. So this is what you get if you choose a name that has a few different spellings. Right? Think about that.
Right. Maybe mm-hmm. we'll do another episode about that, like you know, about that connection moment, what mm-hmm. goes into it. Okay. And so then we have two more, Lindsay. What's the next one?
Okay, popularity. So, you know, do you want a common or unique name? Right? That's just a personal preference. Right? Do you want to stand out? I once knew someone named September. I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, like mm-hmm. someone named September, a woman my age that I studied abroad with in Paris. But that's a very unique name. You want a name that's that unique, right?
Yeah. Right, right, right. Yes. So something to think about as well. And then this last one is, does it sound at all like your name if you want it to, right? Maybe you want it to have a you know, a similar sound. Like Lindsay, I don't know. Like, let's think of any random name of maybe a listener or a student you've had. I was trying to think.
Well, one of our favorite listeners, Massimo from Italy. We love Massimo, from mm-hmm. our live event, Urban mm-hmm. Adventure. Yeah.
Like right. Max, yes.
Right. Something
yes.
like that.
Max, Matthew, you know, maybe mm-hmm. names like that, like, you know, that names that have a similar sound. So that might be another way to consider it. So yes, that yes. would be something else. But again, so mostly think about, do you want to change it? Do you feel that you have to? Why? Like we said, people can learn your name. It may take some time. But you know, people, if you want to use your name, you should use your name. But we also wanted to give you the tools in case you want to have a little bit of fun with it, choose a different name.
Yeah. I mean, when I first saw this question, I thought, wow, how are we going to answer this? But we came up with a lot of good angles that you can take, guys. You know, think about connection moments. Think about spelling. Think about how it works with the last name. So many things we could think about to get a name we want. So good, Michelle. Right. I love it.
Exactly. Oh, well, this was really fun. I think, you know, we can talk more about this. There's so much to say on this topic. But names are really important. It's your identity. And, you know, choose something that you really enjoy.
Yes. And a huge thank you to our listener from South Korea for sending in this awesome question. Guys, send your questions to Lindsay at All Ears English, Lindsay with an A-Y, at allearsenglish.com. And we'll make a great episode based on your question. Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. And guys, hit follow either on YouTube. Go and check us out on YouTube, All Ears English Podcast, or right here, wherever you're listening on this podcast. Good stuff.
Perfect. Okay. Well, this was fun. Thank you for that great question. And guys, right. thanks again for subscribing to our YouTube channel.
100,000 subscribers. Love it. So good, Michelle. Mm. All right. I'll see you back here very soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. Bye. Lindsay.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.